Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say greetings in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all, friend, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, Luke 19 and 10 tells us He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, listen, there's hope today. There is hope today. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you're with. I don't care what you don't have, friend. There is hope. And that's what I'm going to preach about today by the grace of God. Out of the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. So if you like to turn there, if you can, and you're so of mind too, I'll be back in just a couple of minutes after Debbie does a song for us titled Hope of Glory to share with you the message that God has laid on my heart. Isn't it a beautiful day? My, it's such a beautiful day. God is so good to us. God is so good to us. The song says He's so good to me. And this is the day, the Bible said, the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to tell you something, sir, ma'am. You may have had a bad night last night. You may wonder what in the world you're doing listening to this old country preacher today. This isn't like you. This isn't you. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not a perchance thing. Not a perchance thing that you're listening to this radio station. You're listening to this old preacher, bless God, tell you that there's hope for you. Your head might be aching. It might feel like that it's three times bigger than it is normally. You may be empty in your heart. You may be sick. But listen, folks, by the grace of God, God sent me here today to tell you that there is hope. There is hope. Now, Debbie's going to do the song, title of it again, Hope of Glory. I'll be back after she sings this beautiful song to share the message with you from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 31. Friend, let me give you the title of the message. There is hope.
God's people possessed great hopes in their hearts as they left Egypt's land on that day. But it wasn't long. Something gone wrong. An obstacle stood.
Same.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful? What a great message in that song. What a great message in that song. Well done, Debbie, and appreciate that. Listen, friend, the Lord cares for you. He's got hope brand new for you. It's available if you put your trust in Jesus. It's not in us. It's not in who we are, but it's in someone that's greater than us, someone that can change us, someone that can make us a new creature in Christ Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 31, the Word of God says, by faith, the harlot rape... Wait just a minute. Did I read that right? Watch this. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. I'm going to talk to you about, again, I've already told you, but I'm going to talk to you about there is hope. Thank God. Thank God there is hope because of who God is, what Christ has done. Thank God, because of a place called Calvary, there is hope. Now listen, as I began to read that verse, I stopped like I was startled intentionally. By faith, the Word of God says, a harlot, Rahab. Now I want you to think with me about something. What an unlikely name to be found here in this great passage of Scripture, this passage of Scripture that is called the Heroes of Faith Hall of Fame. Well, I'll tell you what I think they are. I think that they're reclaimed failures. That's what I think they are. Look, I believe this woman, Rahab's name, she was a Gentile. She was of unsavory character. She was dwelling in a city that was slated for judgment, slated for destruction. And yet, friend, we find her in this place where God has elevated her. God has placed her in a position as an example of someone whose faith in God Almighty, whose faith in the one true God changed her forever. Isn't that amazing? That's what God did in the life of a man by the name of Enoch, by the name of Abel and Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Jacob and or Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and all the rest that come before her, all the rest that follow her, whether it be David, whether it be Samson, whether it be Samuel, doesn't matter, friend. Here we find a woman. We find a woman with some degree. A great degree, actually, of unsavory character, again, who was living in a city slated for destruction, being placed on some kind, if you'll allow me to say it this way, a pedestal when it comes to pointing to people who live by faith, who had their life changed by faith. A man by the name of G. Campbell Morgan, a great man of God of a day long past now, out of England, I believe he was, said something like this about Rahab. He thought she may have been a priestess in a pagan religion whose practices were sexually involved with sexual perversion. Isn't that amazing? Oh, look, friend, God can take us out of something and put us into something and make us brand new all at the same time. Well, I want you to know something. Whatever the case may have been with Rahab the harlot, whatever the cause may have been, oh, look, she had and displayed what it takes for any and all who are without hope and help to find both in abundance. I'm telling you, this is what it is. She put her faith in the right place. And listen, sir, listen, ma'am, so can you. Notice the text verse begins in verse 31 of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. By faith, the harlot Rahab. I've wondered for years why God didn't change that. I wondered for years why when we read about her, and maybe we'll, if we have time, we will, in Matthew chapter 1 verse 5, why God didn't remove the word harlot from Rahab. Oh, listen, she became a new creature in Christ. I'm telling you, after she got saved, she was no longer a harlot. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, she became something brand new because she put her faith in the right place. Everyone, I believe this with all of my heart, possesses just the right amount of faith that's needed to be saved. According to the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it talks about the measure of faith. And I believe God is putting a certain amount of faith in every individual, every man, woman, boy, or girl that lives, has lived, or ever shall live. I believe He put just the right amount of faith in their heart so that when they finally come to their senses and deposit it in the right place in Jesus Christ and what He did at Calvary in God Almighty, that they can be saved. Notice again, it is by faith. Listen, Rahab started her life wrong, but she ended it right. She was a great sinner, but she met the God of great grace. And I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. There is hope today. There is hope. Oh, look, friend, I'm afraid I know what it is to be hopeless. I'm afraid I know what it is to feel helpless. But I'm telling you, as long as the throne is occupied, as long as the tomb is empty, as long as the cross is bare, there's hope for you, sir. There's hope for you, ma'am. I'm telling you, listen, the grace of God can go deeper than anyone can sin. Hey, where sin abounded, grace doth much more abound. There is hope. Her story, listen, could be your story today if you do what Rahab did. She didn't have anything special that you don't have. She wasn't anybody special that you aren't. All you got to do is do what she did. Remember, she started her life wrong, but she ended it right. You say, how did she do that? Well, she was a great sinner, but she met a great God of grace. In fact, according to Peter, he said, He's the God of all grace. He's got all the grace you need and more. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something that Rahab in Hebrews 11 stands as a witness to all of us. Stands as a witness to all of us of what faith can do. If it did it for Rahab, it can do it for me and you. So I want you to think with me for just a little while about the fact that Rahab was convicted. You say, what was she convicted of, preacher? According to Joshua chapter 3, verses 9, 10, and 11, she was convicted of the Word of God. She had heard about a people that had been led out of Egypt by a mighty hand of Almighty God. She had heard about them coming to the Red Sea and the Red Sea parting. She had heard about them going through on dry land and how that the Egyptian soldiers pursuing after them died. How they all died. How the sea came together again and destroyed the armies of the Egyptian. She heard that message 40 years before we read what we read in Joshua chapter 3 verses 9, 10, and 11 as she communicated with the two spies, unnamed spies, that Joshua had sent out as the children of Israel were ready to make their conquest and their capturing of the promised land, that land that flowed with milk and honey. She told the two spies that she hid on the roof of her house, under the flax. She told the two soldiers, hey, listen, we heard about this God of heaven and earth. We heard about His power. We heard about how that He slew those two kings on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og. We heard about that. And I want you to know that when we begin to hear about this one true God of heaven and earth, our hearts began to melt. We began to tremble. Telling you something. Sir, listen, ma'am, if you'll just do what the Word of God says, you can be converted, but you must be convicted of your sins. You must be convicted that God is who He said He was and what He said He was. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who propagated or carried the message, who carried the message from the Red Sea or from the wilderness of sin about the children of Israel and their God who delivered them out of Egypt's bondage. I don't know who propagated that message, sent it abroad, told it time and again, but I do know what. I do know one that heard it. I do know one that believed it. Thank God. I believe it put her under conviction. I believe she fell, bless God, in her heart to the fear of Almighty God. I believe she recognized she was living in a city slated for destruction. And you know what she did? She decided that she would embrace the only opportunity that was given to her to be saved. And that was when the spies came in to spy out the land so that God might destroy the city of Jericho. Listen to me, sir, ma'am. It wasn't a perchance thing that those two spies came to Rahab's house. God knew her heart and God knows yours. God knows if you want to be delivered from your sin. God knows if you want to be made a new creature in Christ. God knows if you need a new start. God knows if you want a new start. And I'm telling you, listen, it's not a perchance thing that you're listening to this country preacher today tell you. Yes, you, there is hope. It's like no one else was listening and speaking but you and I. How wonderful that is. Listen, Rahab got convicted. And in that conviction, she became convinced. She came, convinced that the God of heaven was the one true God of heaven and earth. You can read that in verse 11. You can read that where she said, "For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath." I mean, she was convinced, friend, that her only hope, she was convinced that her only help would come from the God of power, the God of redemption, the God that brought destruction upon Pharaoh and his army, while at the same time he brought deliverance to the children of Israel. Look, friend, God's not changed. He's still there. Do you know what she did? She proved her conviction. She sure did. She proved that she had been convinced. You say, how's that? Well, I'll tell you what she did. She proved herself, bless God, by the works that she did. And let me say something. Everybody listen to me right now. Say amen. Thank you. Hey, you're not saved by works. But once you get saved, bless God, you will work. Do you hear me? This woman, listen, this woman proved her faith in the one true God, the God of heaven and earth, the God, friend of the Hebrews, the God that was about to bring judgment upon the very city of her nativity. You know what she did? She worked like she believed. She said, "Hey, you fellas, come here. I'm going to entertain you. I'm going to hide you." Matter of fact, she led a covert operation, did she not? I mean, she led a covert operation that was designed to protect those two spies. And when she began to talk to them, she covenanted with them. She covenanted with him about protection for her family. She not only wanted to be saved, but bless God, she had a heart for her family. She may have been a harlot, but she had a heart. She was tender. She loved. She believed God. She heard the Word of God. She believed the Word of God. She got convicted by the Word of God. She was convinced that, listen, there was hope even for a harlot like her. And you know what she did? She covenanted with those two spies. She got them up there under the flax and said, "Listen, fellas, listen, I'll keep you if you keep me." And you know what she did? When the spies got ready to leave, she directed them to the right place to go. Not only was Rahab convicted, not only was she convinced, thank God she was converted. You say, "Preacher, how is she converted?" She was converted the same way and you and I are, friend. The Word of God says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves it is." Well, let me turn over and read that. I don't know why I have trouble with that verse sometimes. I've quoted it and read it time and again. "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know why? Grace through faith has always been God's way. Was in Rahab's time, it is in this time. And according to Joshua chapter 3 verses 13 through 19, you'll find the story about what the spies and Rahab the harlot decided to do. The spies said, "Now listen. You stick your scarlet thread in your window. And when we come back and God destroys this city of Jericho, we'll spare you. Look, I want you to know something. That scarlet thread, according to all the scholars and theologians that I've ever read, after they say that points to Calvary. Thank God, it points to the blood that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that was going there one day. It was about 2,000 years before He had get there at this time. But Rahab said, I believe He's going. I'll put this scarlet thread in my window. Thank God. She said, listen, I'm glad there's hope. I'm glad there's hope because of the blood of Calvary. The blood of Calvary that was shed. And that blood that came out of the veins of Emmanuel. That blood that wasn't spilled. It wasn't an accident. But thank God that blood that was going to be shed there for the sins of the world. She decided, listen, she decided, bless God, that the God of heaven could not only part the waters, but deliver a harlot from sin, from all of her past, and give her a new future. She decided, there's a hope. Listen, you say Rahab was converted. How? The Bible, or a song says this. It asks a question, actually. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole within? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's another song that says, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath the flow. I lose all their guilty shame. Listen, sir, listen, ma'am. I'm here to tell you, Christ will cleanse you. Christ will make you complete. Christ will save you. Christ will make you a new creature in Him. Thank God, listen. Old Rahab was converted, and you can be converted too today if you will. If you'll read Joshua chapter 6, verse 25, you'll find that Rahab became a part of the nation of Israel. She became a part of the camp. My, she had a great future ahead of us. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Everybody that I'm talking to has a genealogy. But listen to a part of Jesus's here in Matthew chapter 1. The Bible said, and Salmon begat Boaz, or Boaz of Rahab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse. Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon, and her that had been the wife of Uriah. Hey, you know what that says? That says there's hope. You know what that says? That says there's help. This harlot Rahab became a part of Christ's family, and so can you. Bless God, there's hope and there's help for all of you. Rahab became the grandmother of David. She married a prince in Israel. Matter of fact, in the tribe of Judah, his name was Salmon. By name, maybe like I said earlier, he was one of the spies. Bless God, she became a part of the kingly line. And you know what she did? She leaves a legacy. She leaves a legacy of what her faith that God had given to her, deposited in the right place, could do for her to change her life. Listen to me, she started out wrong, but she ended up right. And I believe today there's somebody, maybe more than one body, that needs hope today, that needs help. Maybe your rope's in. Maybe you're thinking you're at the bitter end. But thank God, can I tell you, there's a new beginning available. If you'll just bow your head, humble your heart, bring your brokenness to Christ and say, I'm a sinner. I believe Christ died to save me, and I'm asking Him to do that right now. God will save you, sir. God will save you, ma'am. The Bible said, if thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You can leave today. You can live from this day forward with the hope of heaven. You'll find that you'll have the help of God Almighty, about the Spirit of God that will indwell you and enable you and lead you and guide you into all truth. Thank God. Listen, you've become a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. There's help for you, sir. There's hope for you, ma'am. I'm telling you, God is a God of love and mercy. And if you get convicted, and I believe you already are, if you get convinced that Jesus can save, look, you can be converted from the error of your way by putting your trust and your faith in the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Come to Him right now. Bow before Him. Humble your heart. Repent of your sin and by faith receive Christ as your Savior. Until the next time, may God bless
you. You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some ways ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you would like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, Post Office Box 181, Bob White, West Virginia 25028. That's Inspirational Truths, Post Office Box 181, Bob White, West Virginia 25028. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.